Now, the first auditor's code was actually rather longer and much cruder than the present auditor's code. At one time, the auditor's code was so shortened as to be stated, don't invalidate and don't evaluate. The two shuns, invalidation and evaluation. That most auditors auditing know those two things, and they think of that as the auditor's code. Well, there were a great many other points in the original auditor's code, and one of these days I probably should go back and collect all the various renditions of this auditor's code and just put them all together to show you how it grew. It would be an interesting, an amusing thing, but actually we're much more interested in the code itself and its general purpose. Its purpose is to hang up in full view the most flagrant errors an auditor can make which deteriorate a case. But oddly enough, the moment you have hung that up, you have hung up a code of how to be civilized. The moment you have done this, you have hung up this code of how to be civilized. It isn't a specialized code. It doesn't have to do only with Dianetics and Scientology. It has to do with other things. It has to do with this one particularly. How do you keep from ruining your fellow human being with just day-to-day contact? And that would be one of the first definitions of civilization.